USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 40 people are unaccounted for, including children, and more than 100 homes have been damaged or destroyed after devastating floods ripped through Whitewood in western Virginia on Wednesday. Virginia Governor Republican Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. After yesterday's Consumer Price Index announcement, inflation under the Biden administration is over 9%. Essentials like butter is over 26% more expensive. Eggs is 33% higher. Gasoline, 60% higher. A new car, 11% higher. Airline tickets are 34% higher than last year. Vice President Kamala Harris at the American Workforce Summit in Washington, D.C. says this is all under control.
Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans.
USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
There was a full moon Wednesday night. At the same time, the moon was closer to Earth than usual. This supermoon was called a buck moon, a reference to a time of the year when antlers are growing on male deer or bucks. Tonight, Comet K2 is splashing across the skies. President Biden, traveling in the Middle East this week, is being shamed by Republican lawmakers.
President Biden's trip to the Middle East is being met with staunch criticism from Republicans who say the president is there on an anti-Israel agenda.
His policies of the last year and a half has done so much to alienate our friends that he's desperately trying to repair those relationships. Biden has nominated anti-Israel officials. In his administration has consistently undermined our Israeli allies.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there. That audio courtesy of Fox Business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Today is Gerald Ford's birthday. President Ford was the 38th president of the United States from 1974 until 1977. Born in Omaha, Nebraska, Ford and his mother relocated to Grand Rapids, where he was raised. Set on law, Ford enrolled in Yale Law School instead of pursuing a career in sports. Ford served in the U.S. Navy during and after World War II. The Philadelphia Phillies were shorthanded this week when they began a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays in Canada. Philly catcher JT Realmuto was banned from entering Canada because he's not a part of the COVID-19 vaccine participation club. Realmuto on NBC Sports.
I'm a healthy 31-year-old professional athlete, and I just didn't feel a need to get it. I've had COVID a couple of times and super mild symptoms back when it first came out, and when it came time to decide whether I needed a vaccine or not, I talked with a couple doctors that I knew and told them my story and just really decided I didn't think I needed it. And I wasn't going to take it just because I was told to, basically. So, yeah, but I mean, what's money when I'm not going to let Canada tell me what I do and don't put in my body?
If you think this could never happen in the United States, think again. Under the leadership of President Biden, roughly 40,000 National Guardsmen and 22,000 reservists that do not want this rushed vaccine substance in their body have been removed from duty. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.